Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are looking directly at a massive multi-decadal report.
Right. It covers 1980 all the way up to 2026 on U.S. housing affordability trends.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission for you today is to cut through all that noise.
Summarize that absolute mountain of heavy economic data.
Right. And show you exactly why buying a house currently feels, well, completely divorced from a normal salary. Okay, let's unpack this. It is incredibly tempting to look at the current unaffordability crisis and just blame it all on a weird post-2020 pandemic glitch.
But we are really looking at a 40-year structural shift here. That is the real story.
I mean, back in 1985, the price-to-income ratio for a home was a very healthy 3.5 times a family's median income.
Fast forward to today, in early 2026, and that ratio is hovering right near 5 times. We essentially spent decades heavily underbuilding in the exact places where jobs were booming.
Here's where it gets really interesting. When I was looking through the sources, the physical size of the houses kept coming up, specifically this idea of McMansionization. What actually happened to the footprint of the standard American home?
It completely ballooned. In 1980, the median new single-family home was about 1,595 square feet. By 2022, that jumped to 2,299 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the ultimate real estate paradox. While the houses got 50% bigger, the actual households shrank.
So we built a housing market for a version of the American family that just doesn't really exist anymore.
Precisely. Thanks to declining fertility rates, delayed marriages, and a massive surge in solo living, the average household is down to just 2.48 people. The square footage per person has actually quadrupled since the 1920s.
That is wild.
We are pouring resources into building these massive footprint luxury spaces, all while sitting on a staggering national deficit of 3.8 to 5.5 million housing units.
If regular families are shrinking and getting priced out, it really makes you wonder who exactly is buying all these giant homes. That brings us to the elephant in the room.
Corporate investors.
Right. Just this past January, President Trump signed an executive order called Stopping Wall Street from Competing with Main Street Homebuyers.
Right.
The stated intent there is just to impartially limit institutional home acquisitions and stop federal agencies from selling foreclosed assets directly to large firms. But is Wall Street really the main villain keeping you from buying a house?
What's fascinating here is how the public narrative completely diverges from the actual source data. The idea of the greedy corporate landlord eating up all the housing is a very powerful story.
Sure.
But large institutional investors, meaning companies owning 100 or more properties, they actually only own 1% to 3% of the U.S. single-family housing stock.
Just 1% to 3%.
Right. Even if you banned them entirely tomorrow, it would barely move the needle on supply. The true roadblocks are restrictive local zoning laws that prevent density.
That brings up the crazy geographic divide in this country. Depending on where those zoning laws are strictest, the salary you need to survive is wildly different.
They are staggering. Right now, you need a $458,504 Euler salary to buy a median home in San Jose, California.
Compared to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where you only need a salary of 64,106 coins.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these geographical extremes create what economists call the lock-in effect.
Right. Because people who secured those historically low mortgage rates a few years ago are flat out refusing to sell.
Nobody wants to trade a historically cheap mortgage for an expensive modern one. But this actively traps you. It freezes your labor mobility.
You can't easily move across the country for a dream job.
No, because the sheer cost of acquiring new housing in that new city completely wipes out your pay bump.
So what does this all mean? Why should you care about all these historical trends?
Well, even though late 2026 forecasts predict mortgage rates finally settling down near 6.15%.
And home price growth stalling at 0 to 2%.
Exactly. This structural scarcity permanently changes how you pursue upward economic mobility.
The old American dream of easily relocating for a better job and upgrading to a bigger house is basically on pause.
Which leaves us with a critical question to consider going forward. Builders are already introducing shrinkflation homes, essentially stripping out features and drastically cutting square footage to keep base prices somewhat affordable.
All while solo living continues to skyrocket.
Right. So will the rigid zoning laws of today eventually collapse under this pressure, forcing American towns to completely legalize and embrace high-density multifamily co-living spaces on those old McMansion lots?